we can handle the truth here on The Takeaway. The budget, the federal budget is so out of whack, $200 billion needs to be cut. A presidential commission offered some very, very tough choices to Congress. Not likely to make those tough choices, but all week long, we're going to make some tough choices on how to cut the budget. And today, farm subsidies. Here's the proposition. What if we ended all farm subsidies? Farmers that get payments for not planting crops or get price support payments for planting certain crops, dairy subsidies, wheat subsidies, ethanol subsidies, just end all of them across the board. First of all, what would be the political significance of that? How much money could we save? And what ripple effects would it have throughout the economy, even the global economy? Darrell Wray is here. He's the director of the Agricultural Policy Analysis Center at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, joining us from his home in Knoxville. Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk, first of all, about the scale of farm subsidies. How big a chunk of change are farm subsidies if we could add them up?
Well, the traditional farm subsidies that we really think about when we talk about commodity programs right now are about $5 billion. But we also have subsidies for insurance programs that amount to that much or more. And then the ethanol subsidies, that runs into money, too. But when we talk about commodity programs and the ones that they're probably thinking about, that would probably be the direct payments that are being paid to farmers. And, of course, with the prices that crops are right now, farmers would not feel that reduction as much as they might at another time.
All right, so let's get into that for a moment, because prices of commodities are historically high right now, so the subsidies aren't having the effect that they normally would. If we were to end them tomorrow and try to take a savings of anywhere from $5 to $20 billion on ending all of the subsidies, we wouldn't notice it at the marketplace.
It wouldn't be quite as bad as we might think. Now, the problem is that, like you say, this is a historic high. And what we typically see with commodity prices is that when you have the high prices, the farmers here and around the world respond, produce more, and prices drop and drop very, very sharply. And that would be the time in which the not having those payments would really hurt.
In fact, the distortions can be really significant. I can recall in the European Union that the price supports that individual governments had for olive production created a huge surplus in olive oil and caused a price depression in surplus olives. And attempting to correct this was politically impossible and actually caused violence. What kinds of commodities are so tied to their subsidies politically in the United States that they are virtually untouchable?
Well, historically, dairy has been one of them. In terms of the crops, why we're talking primarily about corn, soybeans, wheat, and cotton. I think there's something different about these kinds of commodities than we might think about with ordinary products. We're talking mostly about food-related products or feed-related, which are turned into food. And if we have a reduction in price for food, that doesn't mean that we're going to go out and eat more.
Right, but it does cause some interesting changes in the market. True or false, Darrell Wray, Director of Agricultural Policy Analysis at the University of Tennessee, the surplus of dairy products because of the price subsidies in New England, that New England Dairy Compact that was so lucrative for dairy farmers up there, allowed enough surplus cream to be created that Ben and Jerry's could actually start a business and sell ice cream for extremely high prices.
Yes.
That's true.
I wouldn't argue with that.
Really? No kidding. How about cotton? What does the subsidy of cotton enable us to purchase in terms of clothing that might be much more expensive otherwise?
The thing is with cotton is that we're not producing the yarn or the clothes themselves anymore here. We're essentially shipping the cotton mostly to China, and then we're importing the clothes right back.
So that's a pointless subsidy at this point.
Yeah. Well, I don't know whether it's a pointless subsidy, but it's one that doesn't really support the manufacturing sector in the U.S. It's a matter of getting more cotton over to other places and then importing the clothes.
Some people say that these price supports of corn encourage overplanting of corn, which has huge environmental impacts, and the ethanol subsidy itself provides no energy benefit. Would you agree with that?
I think that there are other energy opportunities that we need to be looking into that might be more efficient in the long run. I've always viewed ethanol from corn as being kind of a stepping stone to other kinds of approaches. You know, obviously it's important for us to think about ways of generating our own energy, getting as much energy developed in our own country and not importing as much oil and so on. But in the longer run, I think cellulosic and other approaches will probably be the dominant force.
And cellulose is going to be where Brazil gets its ethanol, and they'll be a big ethanol competitor. Before we go then, Darrell Wray, subsidies and a lot of these that we've already talked about are about planning for the future, really putting in incentives that are going to allow things to happen that we really want to have happen. If we were to get rid of all the subsidies now and subsidize maybe some other things that really think forward rather than just giving cash to constituencies today, what would you subsidize as a commodity, agricultural or otherwise?
Well, I guess I would focus on the energy part. I would probably try to generate more interest in the cellulosic. I think just lately we haven't had quite as much interest in that as we had just a year or two ago. So, I would work with that and infrastructure and investing in research.
So trading the subsidy on corn for a subsidy for cellulose products like maybe sugarcane, that sort of thing, and more direct research into agricultural products that would result in energy savings. Is that a fair takeaway?
That's a fair takeaway.
All right. Darrell Wray is Director of Agricultural Policy Analysis at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, talking about the cost and the advantage of ending agricultural subsidies. They're about a $5 to $20 billion price tag in the federal budget.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.